This Girl Scout troop is learning about worms. Judy Gibbs is a naturalist at the Hartley Nature Center in Duluth. She shows the girls how to coax worms out of the soil. They pour water laced with powdered mustard into the worms' burrows. It irritates the worms, and they come squiggling up by the hundreds.
Oh, here's one coming up right there. See it? See how it's coming up?
Yeah.
It doesn't like the mustard, and it comes right up. Oh, there's another one. Look at it go.
On their walk through the woods, the girls look for dead leaves. There aren't many. Judy Gibbs explains why.
Here's a leaf stem, and it was being pulled into this hole. Who's doing this?
The ants.
Oh, worms. There's big night crawlers. You know what a night crawler is?
Yeah. Oh,
and they go straight down in the ground. They come up at night, and they pull leaves down into their burrow with their mouth. And look at that. They ate the leaf right off. That's why we're not finding any leaves.
Worms eating leaves might seem natural, but it turns out these worms aren't native to these woods. The last glacier buried most of what is now the Great Lakes region. When it melted, plants and animals returned to create a community of maples, pines, songbirds, and tender plants growing on the forest floor like trillium, but not earthworms. Cindy Hale is a biologist who studies the native wildflowers that grow in northern hardwood forests. She loves the spring bloomers that take root in the spongy layer of decaying leaves on the forest floor, trillium, bloodroot, Solomon's seal. Hale says many of these plants are disappearing.
Sites that 40 years ago were carpets of trillium have been slowly over the last two decades just declining to almost nothing, and people are just kind of scratching their heads. Why is this happening? What's going on?
Earthworm populations are thickest close to cities, but Hale says people bring worms with them when they come to the woods. At first, settlers carried them in, along with the animals and plants they brought from Europe or the East Coast. These days, worms are spread by people who drive in the woods, loggers, ATV riders.
But in particular, fishing bait is a huge way that worms get moved around in our region, because there's so many lakes and so much fishing.
Hale and her colleagues set up test plots along an advancing line of worms in the Chippewa National Forest in central Minnesota. The worms crawl about 3 yards further into the forest each year. Hale is studying how the soil and the plants have changed as the worms advance. Worms eat the decaying leaves on the forest floor. They mix that organic matter into the mineral soil beneath it. And in time, they can use up all the organic matter and leave only mineral soil behind. That means the plants that have evolved to take root in the leaves on top of the soil have lost their home. Hale says these changes could affect every plant and animal that lives in the woods. She says, for instance, oven birds have declined by nearly 50% in the last 14 years.
Because oven birds nest in that forest floor. So if you lose the forest floor, then you may well affect ground nesting birds such as that. So when you start thinking about it, the potential ramifications across the ecosystem get really wild.
Hale says one of the big challenges in studying this problem is that there's been very little basic research, like how many worms there are and where. To gather more information and to get more people involved, Hale created a web-based learning program. She's asking teachers from around the country to have their classes do worm counts and other research. Hale plans to add their data to the webpage. In Minnesota, the Department of Natural Resources is working with interest groups to try to slow the spread of worms. Next year's fishing regulations will include instructions not to dump your worms at the end of a day of fishing. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.